like to hear your name called?
I mean, it was unbelievable. You know, it's a lot of relief there. You know, getting your name called, and you know, I'm just happy I can cherish it with my family and stuff. And you know, it's really, really exciting.
Did you have some productive meetings with the Jets leading into the draft?
Yeah, I had a few. I talked to them. I think three times. I knew they liked me. You know, so and I wasn't a surprise that I went to them. So.
For those who haven't seen you, how would you describe your style of play?
I'm a power forward. I think you know, I like to use my speed and my strength and. You know, win pucks in the corners, but I can mix in some skill with that. I can put some pucks in the net and stuff like that. So.
Where are you headed in the fall?
I'm going to Providence College in the fall.
How much has Cedar Rapids had to do with your game, the way you play?
Yeah, I mean, Coach Mark Carlson over there does a good job, you know, with developing us, and I think that he, you know, really taught me, you know, a good work ethic there, and I think that it paid off that, you know, I went there and played a year, so.
I had one scout tell me that if you weren't a hockey player, you'd be leading a Navy SEAL team. What does that mean to you? That kind of, when people talk about that kind of character and that kind of work ethic and discipline and all that stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think I compare to a Navy SEAL. You know, I mean, those guys are, you know, they're real heroes. You know, I'm nothing compared to them. But I mean, it was an honor that he would say that. But at the end of the day, those guys are really heroes. You know, I'm not.
But how do you apply it to hockey? I mean, those virtues help in hockey too.
Yeah, I mean, I can, you know, I can lead, you know, if the team needs me to, you know, I can step up, I can lead, I can, you know, I can take initiative, you know, so I think that's what you're trying to go for there.
How did hockey become your passion?
I just liked it when I was little. I know I couldn't get the stick out of my hands and stuff, and my dad would, you know, he'd bring me up the public skate and hold my hands up when I was little. I couldn't even walk, so I mean, I really liked it then, and I just fell in love with it, you know, ever since. So.
Can you talk about your brother and the impact he's had on you as a personal trainer and a role model and someone who's kind of mentored you growing up?
Yeah, I mean, I always looked up to my brother Bruce. He's you know, he's a really good football player. He had scholarships to go to, you know, Ohio State and Michigan State and, you know, big schools like that, but he couldn't pass NCAA clearinghouse. So, you know, I kind of looked at that as motivation, you know, to say that he had the chance, but now I have a chance to do something, you know, in the family. So kind of want to, you know, live up to his name and you know, take it from there. So.
You know, taking school?
I don't know, something in business probably. I'll major in that, so.
Why did you choose Providence College?
I mean, Nate Lehman's a great coach, you know. I mean, as you can see, you know, they won the national championship this year, and you know, I think they had one of the toughest schedules of the Frozen Four there, or the playoffs. So, I really think that Nate has a really good operation going there. So, you know, really excited.
Were you kind of hoping that the Bruins might draft him?
I mean, I wouldn't really mind if anyone, just if I go to anyone, you know, as long as I get to the development camp. I was a big Bruins fan growing up, but you know, I'm happy with the Jets. So.
What do you think about what the Jets have done at the draft so far this year, picking a lot of college and American guys?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's good. You know, they picked Kyle Connor and Jack Rossovic, and you know, I know them pretty well. They're great players, great kids, and you know, I think it's good because it gives them time to, you know, develop going to college. You have a little more time to, you know, get up and you know, get bigger, stronger, work on your game. So.
Adam Gaudette's still kind of waiting, maybe, hoping that his name gets called. But can you talk about what it was like to be Adam's teammate in Cedar Rapids this year?
Yeah, he was a great guy, you know, great leader, you know, worked his bag off, you know, he's one of those kids, and, you know, really a great team guy, really good guy to have on the team, and I don't think he'll be waiting much longer out there, and you know? I think he's going to get through pretty soon. So.
What do you know about Winnipeg?
I know you guys are a big hockey hotbed, and, you know, got the white out there in the playoffs, it was pretty cool, so I know that... I know you guys are big on that stuff, so I'm really excited.
Which part of your game do you think you're gonna work on the most?
I know, I think I'm a shoot first type of guy, so I think I gotta maybe look for, you know, a pass first, you know, if I'm coming in or something like that. So something like that.
Thanks.
Oh, okay. I'm the one that's responsible for the Navy.